From Jericho to Jerusalem and Jonah to John, Daily Bread with Pastor Bradley Booth gives you spiritual insights that make the Bible come alive. Politics have always been divisive. Imagine a world or a place where politics didn't wreak havoc on your personal or social integrity. If that sounds amazing, listen to what Pastor Bradley Booth has to say.
There's an old adage that says, one should never discuss politics at the dinner table. And it makes sense. Other than religion, politics has probably divided more families, more churches, and more nations than almost any other issue on earth. If we are liberal in our political persuasion, some will think we are too progressive. If we are conservative in the laws we legislate, many will think us too archaic. In politics, those who wish to use a strong military as a deterrent to war will be judged as the enemy of peace. Those who wish to throw money at every social problem will be accused of trying to buy voters. Whether you vote as a Democrat, Republican, Libertarian, Tea Party activist, or something else, the results will be much the same. We will likely remain a divided nation on issues of religion, economics, national defense, education, gun legislation, immigration, and health care. Party politics can become bipartisan very quickly, the product of a new generation that is seen as increasingly fractured. Warhawks are seen as a threat to peace on earth, and welfare reform is said to create one dependent generation after another. Because of politics, more and more American citizens now fear we will never again see ourselves as a united nation. And they may be right. If the desire for power corrupts our politics, then the decency and compassion and fair play we want in our society may very well go the way of the horse and buggy. Jesus told us to render to Caesar the things that are Caesar's, and to God the things that are God's, Matthew 22:21. In this life, there will always be powers over us, and we won't necessarily agree with them, but God wants us to know that good or bad, they help to keep law and order. In heaven, we won't have to worry about that. There will be no politics because Jesus will be our sovereign king. And that's a great reason to plan on being in heaven.
The episode you just heard is brought to you by One Voice Ministries.